The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, January 20th. We're breaking down what to know about the big rally in Virginia today and why there are worries about violence again. Plus, it's MLK Day, another major Harry and Meghan announcement, why a rocket exploded on purpose, and the big winners at the SAG Awards. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. All over the country today, Americans will be out honoring the life and legacy of civil rights hero Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Of course, he's best known for using civil disobedience and peaceful protests in his fight to give African Americans equal rights. King was assassinated in 1968. He would have turned 91 this month. Today, there are events around the country to pay tribute to the civil rights leader. And this year marks the 25th anniversary since the holiday was designated as a day of service, encouraging all Americans to volunteer to improve their own communities. We put a link in today's show notes where you can search your area for volunteer opportunities if you want. MLK Day is a federal holiday, which means most schools, government offices, and banks will be closed. A huge gun rights rally is happening in Richmond, Virginia today, and there are some concerns it could turn violent. Fox News reports thousands of people across the country are expected to be there in Richmond today to protest a new push for gun control laws in the state. But hate groups and militias are saying they'll be showing up too. There have already been violent threats, like a militia planning to storm Virginia's Capitol building or even weaponized drones. So the governor declared a state of emergency to get some extra resources on hand, and he banned firearms on the Capitol grounds. The FAA also banned planes and drones from flying over parts of the city. Even the FBI is now involved. The Washington Post says agents have arrested several neo-Nazis who were planning to attend. It's worth noting here, this rally does happen every year, but this year it's expected to be a lot bigger. Back in November, enough Democrats were voted in that they took control of the state legislature for the first time in decades and have since proposed new gun laws for the state. President Trump then tweeted about those laws just on Friday, telling his supporters their gun rights are, quote, under very serious attack. That means the rally is getting a lot more national attention now, and some people plan to travel from across the country to be there. One state lawmaker called on people to gather to protest, but to stay peaceful. And many will. In fact, the governor says most people do not want to spread hate or violence. But there are enough threats from some extremist groups, it's become a concern. Remember, we're talking about a state where a deadly rally took place just 2.5 years ago. White nationalists gathered in Charlottesville, Virginia, about 70 miles away from Richmond. Then a vehicle drove into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring dozens of people. Authorities are hoping today's rally in Richmond stays peaceful, but you can expect updates later today. Some sad news out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Hawaii News Now reports a man facing eviction shot and killed two police officers over the weekend and set a fire that ultimately destroyed 7 homes. It happened in a neighborhood near Diamond Head, which is a popular and scenic tourist spot. Meanwhile, in Puerto Rico, a surprise discovery that led to 3 government officials losing their jobs. An entire warehouse full of untouched emergency supplies was discovered over the weekend. The supplies were supposed to be given to victims of Hurricane Maria, which, remember, hit the U.S. territory hard more than 2 years ago. Instead, those water bottles, baby food, cots, and more were just sitting there. As for the supplies now, they'll be given to the victims of the recent earthquakes in Puerto Rico. All right, across the pond, another big announcement about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. NBC News reports they'll be giving up their Royal Highness titles, which means they won't officially represent the Queen as working members of the royal family anymore. They'll also give up state funding and pay back the taxpayer money used to renovate their home in the UK. We're talking about $3 million. A press statement from Buckingham Palace explained this agreement with the Queen, and Prince Harry himself made a public statement at a charity event. He said the UK is his home. He expressed sadness, saying he didn't make this decision lightly. He had hoped he could still keep his military associations without the public funding, but apparently that's not possible. In the end, the couple chose more freedom and a break from the public eye. They're allowed to earn money in the private sector if they want now, but they still promise to uphold the values of the Queen. To be clear, reports say they'll still be considered the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and carry out limited duties. Prince Harry will also still be sixth in line to the throne. And the AP reports the agreement says it'll be reviewed next year. So perhaps the door was left open for them to return as full royals if they choose. For now, the unusual arrangement goes into effect later this spring. Well, we now know which two teams are heading to the Super Bowl. It's the San Francisco 49ers and my hometown team, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, have not been to the Super Bowl for 50 years. But they're on their way now. They won the AFC Championship game yesterday, 35-24 against the Tennessee Titans. As for the 49ers, they started out strong against the Green Bay Packers and ultimately won the NFC Championship game, 37-20. The 49ers and the Chiefs will head to Miami for the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 2nd. Also in sports, UFC fighter Conor McGregor won his first match in more than a year this weekend, and it only took him 40 seconds. ESPN calls him the most popular fighter in UFC history, but he hasn't fought since 2018. And when he lost, he then faced other issues. This weekend's fight was a chance to reestablish himself, and it seems he did. His comeback fight was the second fastest win of his career. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. So a lot of conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which essentially forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating. I'm not a fan of that personally. I like knowing Native's deodorant is made without aluminum and only ingredients I've actually heard of, especially for something I put on my body every single day. Native deodorant is safe, and switching to a natural deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on smelling great. In fact, just yesterday, I put it on in the morning, then went to the airport, and you know how it is on a plane. I was hot and cold, switching environments and running around, and by the end of the day, I still smelled fresh. I love the scent coconut and vanilla. They're most popular, but I just ordered some other scents to give them a try as well, and Native has a lot of different options for both men, women, and even teens. So go check them out for yourself. And right now, by the way, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Just visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Now, back to the news. A SpaceX rocket blew up after liftoff. But don't worry, that was part of the plan. The rocket was intentionally destroyed as part of a big test for the new Crew Dragon capsule's life-saving escape system. Here's how it works. The capsule launches itself away from the rocket when there's a problem, and it's meant to keep astronauts safe. The test went well, Space.com says. That's a big deal because it was the last major milestone before SpaceX can actually start taking NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. Reuters says there will be one more test with humans this time, and assuming everything goes smoothly, the program will officially be up and running. Hundreds of law enforcement agencies in the U.S. are reportedly using new facial recognition software to help solve crimes, but there are some serious privacy concerns with it. The New York Times says the system is from the startup Clearview AI and has been used by more than 600 law enforcement agencies. So if police are looking for someone, they'll just upload photos of that person, and the software searches more than 3 billion online images. It apparently scrapes them from Facebook, YouTube, and millions of other websites to help identify someone. But the Times says the same law enforcement using the software doesn't necessarily know a lot about the company behind it. And it's not clear if the software violates other sites' policies when pulling those images. In fact, Facebook is now investigating, even though one of the investors in the company is on Facebook's board of directors. Also, privacy advocates worry police could abuse this facial recognition system, like using the tool to identify a protester who didn't really do anything wrong, or even find out about an attractive stranger. There are also concerns about how accurate the software is, and if a version could eventually be made public for just anyone to use. But supporters say it's important for law enforcement to be able to utilize this technology. Microsoft and T-Mobile are working together to bring internet to rural areas and underserved students. The companies will give students 4G SIM cards to help them get online. Meanwhile, Starbucks is looking to bring jobs to more low-income neighborhoods. The AP says the coffee chain plans to open 85 so-called community stores by the year 2025, bringing jobs and youth programs to urban and rural areas. It was a good weekend for the movie Bad Boys 3. The Hollywood Reporter says Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith, brought in $68 million over the weekend. That marks the second best showing ever for the holiday weekend. And it was a big night for entertainment at last night's SAG Awards. The movie Parasite made history as the first foreign language film to win Best Cast at the SAG Awards. And Jennifer Aniston, who won for Best Female Actor for her role in The Morning Show, took home the first major Hollywood honor for an Apple TV Plus original. People report some of the other big winners were Game of Thrones, The Crown, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Fleabag. And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about a trend to spend more money on houseplants. Money Magazine says the houseplant industry has grown 50% in the last few years, likely because millennials are spending hundreds of dollars on them to make their apartments cozier. Some say plants help your overall well-being, though others warn it's easy to overspend on plants if you're not careful. All right, thank you for listening today. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe, follow, or plus button in your podcast app. It's free and helps make sure you get new episodes. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned. Just look in today's episode description in your app or find the links on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.